This episode of the E-Commerce Playbook podcast is brought to you by Soral. Build your influencer marketing program on autopilot with a simple workflow for everything from gifting to paid campaigns. Try it out for free at getsoral.com/champions/CTC or with the link in the show notes. Hey folks, welcome to the E-Commerce Playbook podcast. I'm your host, Richard Gaffin, Director of Digital Product Strategy here at Common Thread Collective. And I'm here today, I'm joined by our war reporter, Luke Austin, who's our Director of Growth Strategy here at CTC. He's in the war room. You can see our media buyers hard at work in the background behind him. But Luca, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wrapping up Q1, start to yet another really interesting year with its own really unique dynamic. So it's been a bit of fun ride. Can't wait for what's for Q2. And as always, Meta's thinking about, you know, what's new on the roadmap for them, as are all the platforms. So stoked to dive into one of the new features on the horizon.
Yeah, exactly right. Speaking of the year being interesting and unique, this is something coming up, our sort of shared with us by our Meta rep, about a huge update to ASC, which is, of course, Advantage Plus shopping campaigns. And so let me just kind of read out what the update is real quick. You'll be able to define your engaged customers in addition to your existing customers using custom audiences in your ad account settings. This means you'll be able to see reporting breakdowns for new engaged and existing customers by using the audience segment breakdowns. So that's just a brief kind of overview of what this change is. In summary, it's you're able to define and create audiences off of engaged customers. But Luke, let's talk a little bit about what exactly does this mean? What are the implications?
Yeah, definitely. And maybe before getting to the specifics as well, I think something interesting to reflect on is the new features that the platforms, specifically Meta and Google, that they release usually tell us something about the feature request that they get most and what the direction in which their platform is heading. Mm. So we had our agency rep in town last week for a couple of days as well, had some really good conversations and got some insight into, in addition to this, some other features on the roadmap for them. And what I see happening more is customer-centric and profit-centric conversations are happening in regards to the platforms and the features that they're rolling out. We have some clients engaging in the beta to import product cogs into GMC and then be able to see profitability by product and campaign for your PMAX campaigns and shopping delivery. Meta allegedly has this on their roadmap. How prioritized it is, we're not sure. So that's on the profit side of things. And then customer centric, this feature that just rolled out, I think indicates that as well, which is like, rather than, you know, more audience capabilities around traffic behavior, you know, add to carts or a website visits, this is really looking at customer segments to inform reporting and then ultimately decision-making on platform. So I think even before getting to the specifics of this one, like reflecting on how these new features indicate some of the broader conversations happening and where the platforms are going, profitability and customer centric is interesting to reflect on as well, more broadly.
So yeah, and this is as in contrast with, let's say, the product development approach of the ad platform, like 5-10 years ago or whatever, or historically, which has been primarily around just engagement, driving engagement on platform, and which caused them essentially to make decisions about the ad platform that wasn't helpful for conversion as much as it was helpful for them just to have more people being on Facebook. So it sounds like what's going on here is that the product managers at Meta sort of heard or kind of see where things are heading and particularly following at least some of the direction that we're going, which is towards profitability, towards conversion, towards that kind of thing. Is that a good summary of it?
Yeah, totally. I think so. And even talking with our rep last week, there's like the focus for Meta this year, it could be around delivery on a new video-centric placement within their platform to get upper funnel brand awareness, video view, campaign delivery, right? So there's a lot of directions they can go in terms of the development of their core ad business. And so focusing on conversion campaigns, right, which is really where ASC has honed in on conversion campaigns on Meta, and then, you know, more customer centric, and then hopefully some of this profitability centric reporting and optimization capability down the road, I think is just important to indicate. And that's what we talk about all the time, right, in terms of what our core customer is focused on and where the landscape is at in e-commerce right now. So yeah, okay. I think it's an interesting indication of where things are headed.
Totally. Okay, well let's dive in then to this specifically, right? So again, Just to reiterate, it's a new definition in ASC. You'll be able to define, or audience definition rather, you're able to define engaged customers in addition to existing customers. So what's the implication of this? What does this mean?
Yeah, so it's important to tease out that there's, as of now, it's not, there's nothing here that's going to impact budget controls or optimization right. directly on platform. This isn't something that's going, that you're going to be able to leverage to optimize or target your campaigns. It's a reporting functionality. So you're able to just see another level of reporting on your existing customer segment so that you can see that in more granularity. So right now what you can do within on the account level for your ASC campaigns on Meta, you define what your existing customer audience is. So you upload your website, you know, purchaser list from the Metapixel, maybe integrate your Klaviyo list, other CRM data, and define these are my existing customers. And then you can set your existing customer budget cap within your ASC campaigns to deliver however many percent of the overall allocation to those customers in that segment. So what this is going to do is it adds in an engaged user segment. So you can define not just your existing customers, but an engaged user subset as well. So then you'll have three dimensions within your ASC reporting: new customers, engaged, and existing. Whereas right now you just have new and existing.
Right.
So it's one more dimension to reporting on ASC campaigns. And what's really important here is this isn't an optimization functionality. It doesn't affect budget control. So defining these segments is really crucial to make it useful for you. Otherwise, you just have another dimension to use in reporting. That's like, cool, those are my engaged folks. Now what do I do with them? So we have a perspective on that in terms of how we've been thinking about the best way to define engaged existing customer segments within Meta, which we'll dive into. But that's the specifics of what's rolling out: reporting functionality for ASC campaigns, one more dimension with engaged customers.
So the idea here then is to give people more insight into, or maybe more granular insight into where customers are in the funnel, right? So the idea here is that, so new and existing are two kind of widely different buckets. And obviously there's overlap between new and engaged, I would imagine, of course. But the engaged customer's view gives us a sense maybe of like, oh, this customer who just made this, or we made a sale on or whatever, has been engaged with the website in some, to some degree, within the last 60 days or something like that, or the last 2 weeks. So giving a little bit more insight into maybe what the time frame is between first touch point and then sale, which obviously, I mean, there's obviously implications to how that could be useful for marketers, but maybe dig a little bit into that, like the clarity on, or the usefulness of this in terms of defining the funnel or location in the funnel more directly.
Definitely. Yeah. So the implication on decision making is the core thing. And you can define these customer segments in any way. Like even right now in an ASC campaign, how we've been leveraging it is for some customers, we're excluding all-time customer lists as much data as we can through the CRM integration and the Metapixel. Other customers, we're just defining a certain time period of up until a lapsing point or the churned point of their customer segment, because we actually want to go after those churned and lapsed customers still. And so with either of these segments, you can define them in either way. You can say, I want my engaged segment of users to be folks that have gone to the website but not purchased in the past 7 days, and then my existing customers to be anyone who's ever purchased ever and anywhere in between in terms of the definition, which I think is helpful because it gives us a lot of optionality in terms of how we view this. But I think what we're going to start to see is that these are going to be defined in really inconsistent ways for a lot of different brands. And it begs the question, what's the most helpful way to use that data? If you're really trying to look at your customer subsets and where they're at in the funnel, what is the best way to define what your existing and engaged user segments are? And how we approach that question and how we're thinking about the definition of this is based on how we look at what we have established, an active customer report. And it's looking at the different distribution of our customers over time and at what thresholds they're considered at risk, and then at what thresholds they're considered churned customers. And then using those two specific time periods to define these audiences and inform decision-making around those points.
We talk a lot about good and bad UGC, but if you want a streamlined way to do the good kind of UGC, which is product seeding, then look no further than Soral. If you're still using a spreadsheet to save creator profiles for influencer management, you will love this Chrome extension that comes with Soral. You can see engagement rates, like projections, and their fair price without even leaving their profile. And you can add them to your creator CRM with one click. And that's just step one. You can search for influencers, send personalized outreach emails, manage your relationships, and track performance all in one place. Sound too good to be true? See for yourself with Soral's free trial. Just go to getsoral.com/champions/CTC or click the link in the show notes. Gotcha. Yeah. So just to maybe add some definitions in there. So like, obviously, if you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll be familiar with this sort of idea of net new customers as defined, or and then the sort of sub definitions of your new customer file as active customers, at-risk customers, and then churn customers. And part of the way, the reason we think about it that way is to get a sense of what our expected LTV window is. Like, over what period of time are people most likely to rebuy? And therefore, and obviously that all comes back to then how much money can you pay for the customer up front? And so it sounds like what this tool provides the opportunity to do is to define your engaged customers by, let's say, the window of time in which they're at risk. So maybe, yeah, define a little bit more how that concept of like how we think about active customers versus at risk versus churned plays into the decision makings around how you define the engaged customer segment.
Definitely. So essentially there's three options and only two audience definitions within Meta.
Okay.
So any brand is going to have to choose of the two audience definitions you have the ability to define within Meta, which of these three audience segments you want to leverage it for. And I think there's good arguments to be made either way. But the three core audience segments that we're talking about is active customers, at risk, and then your churned customer groups. And how we're defining those is each store, it's a unique definition of a number of days between each of those points based on the distribution of orders for that specific brand. So to explain that more, if you visualize like a distribution of orders on a scatter plot, so like a graph that just has dots everywhere, which is all of your orders, and it has days between orders as the main point in terms of where we're looking at each of these customers and the frequency between their orders. And then we're grouping them based on the distribution percentages. So for this brand specifically, for Bamboo Earth, 10% of their customers have 10 days between their orders. And then the 20% distribution threshold goes to 18 days, then 30% goes to 26 days. At 40% of distribution, that's where the at-risk customer segment is defined. So that for Bamboo Earth is at 30 days. If a customer has not repurchased within a 30-day period, they are now considered at-risk, which makes a lot of sense, I think, for that brand that they are personal care products and oriented around subscription as well. So like that 30-day period being important. So at 30 days, that customer is considered at-risk. And then all the way up to from 40% to 70% of your customer distribution, that's your at-risk segment. And then at the 80% distribution level, customers are considered churn, which the number of days of that for Bamboo Earth is at 100 days. So after 30 days, you're considered at-risk. And after 100 days, you're considered churn. So you have engaged customers, 0 to 30 days. You have at-risk customers, 30 to 99 days. And then you have churned, which is 100 plus days, three customer segments. And then you have two audience definitions now in Meta, engaged and existing customers. And you can choose to define to essentially use those three audience segments in those within the two audience definitions in Meta based on what's going to be most helpful for decision making for that brand specifically.
Gotcha. Okay. So maybe walk me through just so I can at least wrap my head around this. So let's say, okay, for Bamboo, the churn threshold or the at-risk threshold is 30 days. So what settings are you applying, let's say, in the ad account to account for that or to make sure that the engaged customer audience or whatever is, or you're tracking that in a way that's useful, maybe is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, I think for Bamboo Earth and this specific example, based on the number of days between orders. So at 30 days, again, it's at risk. At 100 days, they're considered churned. What I really want to see is the number of purchases coming through my Meta campaign for that 30 to 100 day period. Okay. That's That's what I think is going to be most interesting in terms of the use of that engaged segment. And so the language here is pretty unhelpful because like engaged, we can define these in any way. So in this case, we'd be defining the engaged segment definition in Meta as our at-risk segment. So any purchases that come through there, we know this is the percentage of my total purchase volume through ASC that is coming from at-risk customers. Mm-hmm. And then what you do is define your existing customer base as anyone past that point. So 100 plus. So what you could then see is here's my Meta ASC campaign. Here's a breakdown of new customers from this campaign. Here's the breakdown of orders that are coming from customers in my at-risk segment, 30 to 100 days. And then here's the percentage of customers that are coming through my 100 plus churned segment. So that's one way you could use it for your brand, in this case, Bamboo Earth, that could be helpful. The other way you could use it is to bump it up. So if you're using 0% existing customers, which Bamboo Earth fully focused on new customer acquisition through the Meta campaigns, it might not be helpful to use the existing customer segment as like your 100 plus. And so what you could do in that case is rather than defining the segments as 30 to 100 and then 100 plus, you could go the other way and define it as 0 to 30 and then 30 to 100. So your engaged segment is actually your customers who have purchased, you know, between day essentially 1 to 30. That's your engaged subset. And then your existing customer subset, the second audience definition would be your 30 to 100 segment. And then you have a 0% existing customer cap. And so wouldn't be getting delivery or much delivery past that point. And so you could see really what are the percentage of orders that are coming from folks within that 0 to 30 day period as well, which is a really highly engaged customer, even before they get to that at-risk inflection
point. Gotcha. Cool. So I think like, and I know you got to jump soon. So in summary, essentially it's like, this new audience definition of engaged customers is only as useful to you as you make it, right? There's a lot of ways that this particular tool could be essentially useless to you because it's the definition is so wide. And the way in which this is useful to each brand is so unique. So let's talk about like maybe one or two takeaways from this. Usually with these big like Meta changes, the question on everybody's mind is how do I have to prepare for this? Sounds like because of the budget and optimization thing, you don't have to prepare for it per se. But if you want to make best possible use of this, what are like one or two steps that you could take?
Yeah, I think the one step would be getting very clear on what your at-risk and churn thresholds are for your customers, and then define your Meta ASC audience definitions in alignment with those. I find it difficult to think of an alternative definition or use of these audiences that's going to be more helpful than that. Using website visitor or traffic oriented or even like other events, view content, add to cart, you can really get great insights about who your customers are and what stage they're in the funnel they're at. And so defining those audience definitions based on at-risk and churn thresholds and using that to inform it is going to be the most helpful. And that's how we're approaching the use of these out of the gates. We're getting them set up so that we can start to get some of the reporting and insights and then make this, spin up new campaigns, use this to inform our email and SMS campaign strategy off the back end of that as well. So get this set up in alignment with those audience definitions and then start actioning on that, spinning up new campaigns to get after those folks.
Awesome, cool. All right, I think we can leave it there. Luke, as always, we appreciate your on the ground sideline reportage for us. And of course, like for the audience, we'll let you know if anything comes of this, if there's anything interesting that develops as we continue to use this tool. But for now, if you guys are listening and you're not subscribed, of course, smash that subscribe button, whatever platform you're on, that is what helps us the most. And Luke, again, thanks for joining us and take care, everybody. We'll see y'all next week.